California bill would keep children from buying adult skincare products. A California lawmaker filed a bill February 18th aimed at protecting children from cosmetics that can damage their skin. Assembly Bill 728 would make it illegal to sell anti-aging, wrinkle-reducing, and brightening products to buyers under 18. Assemblyman Alex Lee, who introduced the measure, said the products are designed for adults and contain potent and harsh ingredients. Kids don't need anti-aging products, Lee said in a statement. The beauty industry knows that, and some companies have acknowledged the issue. But their statements, absent real and meaningful action, are performative and fall short of responsible behavior. It's time we take action, and my bill is a common sense measure to protect kids, he said. Dermatologists have started speaking up about the skyrocketing use of anti-aging products by children, mostly young girls, according to Lee, adding that their interest is driven by beauty influencers on social media. Market research companies expect the teen and tween skincare market to reach $200 billion by 2030, while children born between 2010 and 2024 were expected to total 2.2 billion consumers worldwide by the end of 2024, according to Sheber Research, a market trends research organization. According to research company Nielsen IQ, U.S. households with teens and tweens are outspending the average consumer when it comes to skincare products, including treatment, toner, moisturizers, and cleansers. The top beauty brands purchased by parents were Elef, Sol de Janeiro, Rare Beauty, Drunk Elephant, Bubble, Tarte, Milk Makeup, Glow Recipe, and Summer Fridays, Sheber Research reported. Lee's ban would cover products that contain vitamin A and retinoids, including retinol. It would also cover products that contain an alpha-hydroxy acid, including glycolic acid, ascorbic acid, or vitamin C or citric acid. A report published by the University of California, Los Angeles in January 2024 indicated many products with active ingredients, such as salicylic acid, retinol, and peptides, are meant for older skin. They are more suitable for mature skin to target wrinkles or skin with specific concerns like acne, UCLA Health dermatologist Dr. Carol Ching said in the report. These ingredients can do damage, irritate the skin, and cause the reverse effects they are hoping to achieve. Ching suggests parents ask their children what they're looking to achieve. Products promoted on social media may not be necessary, she said. Retinols can cause retinoid dermatitis, a type of scaly rash, pediatric dermatologist Dr. Jaden Gallimgam said in the report. They can also make people more susceptible to sunburn and sun damage. According to Lee, children have more sensitive skin than adults, with a thinner epidermis, weaker skin barrier, weaker immune system, higher pH level, and faster skin cell turnover. This makes their skin more vulnerable to irritants, environmental factors, and allergens, he said. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and European Medicines Agency do not require testing of cosmetic products, such as anti-aging creams, on children. Only products specifically sold for use by children, such as baby lotions, sunscreens, and medications, undergo age-appropriate testing, according to Lee's office.